is one sermon after another. A pastor ministering to his people. And so tonight we join a sermon in progress out of James chapter 1. Everybody doesn't like the book of James. In fact, the toughest section of James is in chapter 2. When he gets to talking about our being saved by faith, he says there's some people who say they have faith. I want to make an announcement. Saying you got it and having it are two different things. A lot of people say they got it. But James is of the opinion, if you got the real thing, hope I get an amen here, it'll show up. It will exhibit itself. There'll be some works. To it. And James got himself in all kind of trouble with that sermon. Martin Luther, many years later, read it. Martin Luther said, that don't belong in the Word of God. I quote him. He said, James is a right strawy, S-T-R-A-W. It's full of straw. It's a right strawy epistle. I just want to make an announcement. I don't know if I might agree, man. Ain't no straw in the Word of God. It's all wheat. It's gold and it's silver. James is just a controversial kind of preacher. And it is the toughest thing in the world to get an outline, if that's the word, to synthesize, to summarize what James said. He's all over the place. But he does this, and I'll take an amen because some of you know James. He preaches to suffering people. I'm not going to deal with the first verse, but in the first verse he says, James, a servant of the Lord Jesus, to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. Guess how they got scattered? Suffering. Trial. Is that mature? Persecution. I appreciate it ain't the fold up kind. And tonight's text is one of those paragraphs where he preaches to people who have gone through a rough time, who have experienced hardship in their Christian lives. There's some boys preaching it, and I'm not saying they're not good boys. That's not what I've come to do. They believe that if you're really right with God, you won't have any bad times. I mean, they really believe that. They believe if you're full of the Holy Ghost and pleasing the Lord, you will always be healthy and wealthy and it'll be a smooth path for you. Only problem with that, that's not what the Word of God teaches. It's James chapter 1, verse 2. That's where I want to begin. My brethren. Go ahead and stand. Y'all going to force me to read this text all together at once, aren't you? My brethren. Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And then looks like he just jumps to some, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it, wisdom, shall be given him. But he better ask in faith. nothing wavering. For he that wavereth, it's like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think he'll receive anything from the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You may be seated. I just read verses 2 through 8 of James, opening chapter. My brethren, let me tell you what we're going to do. Most of you have been here through the years. We're going to go through this text and look at it a verse at a time. That's all we're going to do. I'd just let you in on a little secret. Brother Bagwell ain't even going to preach tonight. I didn't even bring one of my sermons. I found something better than anything I've ever come up with. All I intend to do tonight is preach one of James's sermons. I figure if it worked back then, it'll still work tonight. If it helped that crowd, it'll help us. My brethren, to me that is proof that he's talking, see if I get an amen, to saved people. He sure don't call the heathen his brethren. You know what we're doing tonight? We're sitting in a house under a roof full of our brothers and sisters in Christ. My brethren. The word is adelphos. All these preachers will tell you that. Adelphos means this. This is adelphos, an alpha in front of adelphos. But the word delphos in Greek just means the womb. Listen up. Here's the word brethren. Two or more, I'll need a smile, born out of the same womb. That's what a brother is. If you've got a brother, he came out of the same womb you did. Brethren. We all got born again the same way. Out of the same womb, the Holy Ghost superintended the birth, the blood of Jesus Christ, the implanted Word of God. Aren't you glad we're with our brethren tonight? My brethren, everything he's going to say is addressed to those of us who are saved. And I might add this real quick. If you're not in, if you're not saved, if you don't belong to the brethren, you could. My brethren, now this next, it's a sentence, it's a clause. It does not make a lick of sense, humanly speaking. It would be laughed out of a psychology class. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. That little word, temptations, it's a noun. It obviously means a trial, a difficult, a temptation. It comes from the Greek word that means to pierce something from one end to the other. Amen. To cut it all the way through. Is there anybody in this building, and since you've been saved, you've ever experienced one of those piercing, cutting, painful situations in life?
Amen.
I thank you for responding. Sure we have. Count it all joy next time something's cutting you half in two. Count it all joy next time it seems like something's ripping you to pieces, piercing you from one end of you to the other. Count it all joy. Little verb there for count, it means think it over, calculate it, figure it out. Count it all joy. Amen. Next time you're having trouble, something's working you over. If we can figure this thing out tonight, we will have discovered something that beats anything any psychiatrist in the county knows about.
Amen.
Well, they can give you joy, but they write it out on a pad. You got to go by it. And it's really not joy, it's just euphoria. Just some chemicals added to your brain. James says, I think I know something that can make you happy even when you're having trouble. Are y'all with me? Count it. Oh, wait a minute. That word joy. Count it all joy. Listen to the word. It's chara. I want to spell it. C-H-A-R-A. Chara. Count it all. Figure it's joyful. Amen. Good for you. Amen. Next time something's piercing you and hurting you. All the way through. Chara. It's not, preacher, it's not the world's idea of joy. That depends on the circumstances. Kara, joy in the life of a Christian. Oh, I gotta lay a word beside kara, joy. Listen to it. Charis. Charis. C-H-A-R-I-S. Now, I don't want to get to C-H-A-R-A is joy. C-H-A-R-I-S, you can see they're related. They're almost identical. That happens to be, I'll need an amen. That happens to be the noun for grace. I am dangerously close to saying there's a relationship between grace and joy. Hey! I want to make an announcement tonight. When we get to thinking about the amazing grace of God, when we get to thinking about we ought to be in hell and we're on our way to glory, when we get to thinking about we ought to be out yonder begging and He's met our needs, He's encouraged our hearts, when we get to thinking about grace there, if you get C-H-A-R-I-S just right, you will get a boatload of C-H-A-R-A in your heart. I might be suffering, I might be hurting, I might be being pierced all the way through down here, but hallelujah, I'm going to a place by means of the grace of God, it won't hurt anymore. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse trials, pains, heartaches. Diverse. Oh, I want to give you that. Little word, it's an adjective, obviously. Diverse trials or temptations. It is literally, Brother Scott knows this, it is literally the Greek word that means multicolored. Multicolored. Now, I don't know if anybody's going to agree with me. Problems come in different sizes. From different backgrounds and in different categories. The word multicolored. Now, if I were to play with that, somebody could be having some green trouble tonight. Somebody could be having some red trouble tonight. You say, I had something made me see red today, preacher. I'll tell you that. That's beside the point. That's green trouble. Multicolored troubles. Now, why would I bring that up? Because one day old Simon Peter got to writing, and he said, I want to tell y'all about the manifold. See how he put that. I want to tell you about the manifold grace of God. Amen. That word manifold and that word diverse, it's the same word. There are multicolored trials that can hit me, knock me over, but I got some good news. Peter said, God's got some multicolored grace also. I think I'll just say this. For every color trouble that can hit me, God's got a matching color of grace that can give me joy. So, pretty much, that's verse 2 in our text. Thank you, son. I'm going to hand it back to you if you'll just help me keep up. Verse 3. But still, all right, preacher, I'm supposed to be joyful. I'm supposed to be happy when I have trouble. I understand what you're saying, but James isn't through yet. What if I told you tonight, any trouble or trial that ever came your way, if you handled it right, if you handled it right, could give you a promotion, I'll need an amen, with Almighty God. Paul picked up on it. He said, our light affliction, which worketh but for a moment. It's just here a little while. I might be hurting. I might be hurting 5, 10 years, but relative, our light affliction, it's just for a moment. Guess what it does? It works for us a far more exceeding weight of glory in the by and by. Afflictions, piercings, and trials are like boot camp. They're the drill sergeants that'll help us graduate, put a badge on our shoulder, and help us fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Well, I need to get to verse 3. Knowing this, James, saints, we already know it. And it's good the way it's going. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith, when those piercing times, the trying of your faith worketh patience. The trying of your faith worketh patience. It's beautiful how he develops this. This time, the minute ago, those trials and tests were piercings. The trial of your faith, listen to the word, dokimos. Dokimos. That word for trial means this. Now listen up, and you are listening well. Boy, I'm glad the lights came on. And the air. Dokimos means testing something. Hope I get an amen. To see if it's real. These preachers will tell you all throughout the Greek and Roman Empire, the only money they had was copper money or silver or gold money. And there's counterfeiters out there. And they developed ways they could test that money and let you know if it's a real thing or if it was bogus. The trial of your faith. You know why God lets me have a little problem every now and then? You know why God sends you all problems every now and then? He just wants to prove, I'm going to need an amen, that what you got's the real thing.
Amen.
Now, I'm pretty sure he already knows if it's a real thing or not. Sometimes we need to be persuaded it's a real thing. And there are a lot of folks watching us. If we'll handle those trials right, we'll prove to them it's the real thing.
Amen.
The trial of your faith worketh patience. The word worketh, it is actually, the word energizes, it produces, it brings about patience. Patience. I want to preach. I'll preach 2 or 3 minutes about patience. Preacher said, oh Lord. Patience. Now, patience, Bible patience, it's not just sitting around twiddling your thumb. Not getting upset or mouthing off, That's not the word. The word is, listen to it, upomone, pronouncing it that way to accent the prefix and the root of a upomone, patience. Here it is. Upo is a preposition. It means underneath. You're underneath something. Mone is a verb. Well, it means to stay underneath. Watch. I'll just use the chair. God has sent me a trial. It's a piercing. A bunch of folks in here tonight probably having some troubles. You didn't ask for it. It came your way. And I just read that I'm supposed to count it joy when that thing starts working on me. I'm supposed to realize that for the trial right here, God's got enough grace to get me through this. The trihupomone. Here's what it means. I'll stay under the trial. I won't get mad at God for sending the trial. I'll just take this trial and go to church anyway. I'll sing in the choir like I've been singing in the choir. I'll just try to preach the way God would give me the liberty to preach. I'll just go on to the camp meeting. I'll just lift my hand and praise hupomone. I remain under it until God sees fit to remove it. Amen. Hupomone. The trying of your faith. Boy, that'll show if you got the real thing or not. The trying of your faith worketh hupomone, patience.
Amen.
Now, here's what patience means, and I've just defined it, but I want to add a little bit. It means no matter how hard things get, excuse the bad grammar, you ain't going to quit.
Amen.
I need a little more help.
Amen.
All the way around and all the way back.
Amen.
When those things come your way, you won't run out on God.
Amen.
You won't throw up your hands in desperation. You'll say, I'm just going to keep on serving Him.
Amen.
The trial of your faith worketh patience. And there's no other way to get this kind of patience than those heartaches of life. But still, I think we're still in verse 3, 4. Where are we? Knowing this, the trying of your faith worketh patience. Go to 4. But let patience have her perfect work. Let me tell y'all what's going on. And I don't recommend this. I don't even know how. But imagine dominoes. It's a game, but I never messed with it. I know you can stack them up. And you can nudge that first one. Somebody nod your head like you would. And it'll start knocking all of them down.
Amen.
James says, here comes a trial.
Yeah.
Something's cutting and piercing and it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
First dumma, count it all joy.
Amen.
Remember God's grace.
Amen.
Let it give you some not quitting patience.
Amen.
And then another one's going to fall. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. Boy, it just starts a chain reaction, and it begins with that little old irritating problem we got.
Yeah, right. Amen. Amen.
Are y'all with me?
Amen.
Let patience have her perfect work.
Amen.
I want to use the platform. In fact, there's a line already drawn here. Perfect work. It's the word teleos. It means a line drawn by, in this case, Almighty God. And that's the line where I need to be. That's the line that represents maturity for my life. That's the line that says I'm growing up to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. How can I get over there? Trials, piercings, count it all joy. Don't quit on God under the load. Keep on praising Him, and the more I do it, I'm inching this way. Let patience have her perfect work. Finally, one day I'll wake up and I'll be able to meet an amen. A little more like Jesus. Patience have her perfect work. That you may be perfect. I got a long way to go to get to that line. God's probably got some more piercings to head my way to nudge me in that direction. I am nowhere near standing under the load and being faithful like I ought to be. Aren't you glad we're still in His school? Let patience have her perfect work that you might be perfect. Get this. And entire. Entire. Brother Scott, they've been listening all week like this. This is wonderful. Entire. Listen to the word. Holos. It's Greek, but it just well be English. Holos. Entire. It is our word, preacher. It is our word, whole. W-H-O-L-E. Let me tell you what God wants for us. I'll take some amen. God wants us to become a whole Christian.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Not a half Christian.
Amen.
Not a fraction of a Christian.
Amen.
A whole Christian. The English word integer, it's a math term. If you study math, an integer is a whole number. 3 is an integer. 5, 12. This is not an integer. 7 eighths is not a whole number. It's just part of a number.
Amen.
God don't want us to be fractions of Christians.
Amen.
God wants us to be the whole thing.
Amen.
And somehow, James feels like a little bit of trouble, a little bit of piercings along the way will help me be whole and entire.
Amen.
I don't think I'm getting that across like I really want to. You say, preacher, what do you mean I'm not a whole Christian? Listen up. You ever heard of being two-faced? Maybe that's a bad illustration right there. I'll get another one. Double-tongued. It's the idea is this. I can't give Him part of me and the world the other part. Or the devil, the other part. Or myself, the other part. He wants it all.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And if I'll ever learn His grace, His manifold grace, can get me through the diverse trials of life, I'll lean on Him, trust Him, snuggle up close to Him. I'll end up being a whole Christian.
Amen. Amen.
That you may be perfect, reaching that line, and entire, wanting nothing.
Amen.
Well, that's a mouthful.
Amen.
Wanting nothing. The word want, it is a Greek verb that means lacking, leaving behind, absolutely nothing. And what will make me that mature a Christian? Trials, heartaches, and tribulations if I respond to them the way James has instructed us to do.
Amen.
Are y'all all right?
Amen.
Anybody can praise God if the kids are all well.
Amen.
You got $15,000 surplus in the bank. Just got a raise on the job. Ain't no problems down at church to speak of. If you can't shout in, you really are in trouble. Everything's going fine. But what's going to get the attention of a lost world? What's going to help a discouraged brother or sister in Christ is if I can live the kind of life that when trouble and heartaches and trials come, I'll just put a smile on my face. I'll just have some gladness in my heart. I'll just say, God will be sufficient. I'll just stay under the load, keep on praising Him, grow, get closer and closer to Him, quit being double-minded, double-tongued, two-faced, sell out to Him lock, stock, and barrel, then I'll be lacking nothing in my Christian. Does that make any sense? I think that's what James has in mind. Let's go a little further. Oh, yes, verse 5. I don't think I'll get to 8. I read the 8, but y'all made me. You're standing up everywhere. 5. If any of you lack, what's that next word? Well, that's well said. If any of you lack, that's that verb that means falling behind. If anybody lacks wisdom. Brother Charles, the big question, why did James jump from trials and troubles to asking for wisdom? And I want to answer that. He didn't jump. It fits together, hand in hand.
Amen.
Because when we have trouble, when those, I don't know, I'll try this. Have you ever had 2, 3, 4 things go wrong at once? My grandma Green said, when it rains, it pours. Ask Job about that when you get to heaven. You ever had 2, 3, 4 things go wrong and just crumbling around and you wondered, you might not say it out loud, you wondered why? Why? Some of y'all get honest with me. Why? Why's God letting that happen to me? Of all the church, I think I probably, as faithful as any of them, I expect we put more money in that church than anybody there. And God's letting this happen. Why has God let this happen? It is a common question.
Amen.
The psalmist asked it in Psalm 73. Yeah. Habakkuk asked it in his opening chapter.
Sure.
The Lord Jesus hanging on the cross said, my God, why? If He asked it, you know good and well, we're going to ask. Why? Lord, why? Why? We want this joy to kick in and we want His grace to be sufficient and we want all these. But why? When you're having trials, you're probably going to need, I'm going to need an amen, but when you're having trials, you're probably going to need some questions answered.
Amen. Amen.
I love the way you're talking to me and responding. When we go through those hard times, we are candidates for a little more wisdom from an almighty God. James says, if any of you lack wisdom, why is the preacher sick? My sister-in-law, 62 years old, mother of 2 precious, healthy, grown with children of their own daughters, married to my brother 45 years, took a nap Sunday afternoon and never woke up. At the hospital, they had to do an autopsy to find the cause of death. Blood clots, lungs, instant. Went to sleep and woke up with Jesus.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you something, I'd be lying if I didn't think. Why? Debbie and I, as the preacher said, we drove down to Columbia. My little old brother, and he's an introvert. He's quiet. He's shy. He's shaking as he's crying. Grabs his brother around the neck. Will not let go. Never been hugged so hard, I guess, in all my life. He didn't ask it. But the questions are under the why. Why? All right, here it is. If any man lack wisdom, I need a little help here. If any man lack wisdom, we're going to lack wisdom in various life situations. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Oh, preacher, you know it, but I'm going to tell him again. There are about three words in the New Testament for prayer and for asking. This one hardly counts as one of them. This is what this word means. I need it. It's not the word where you reverently get on your knees and are transformed. Like a little boy or a little girl talking to mama or daddy. I need it. I want it. I got to have it. Does anybody believe He is our Father tonight? Seemed like Jesus said, if we know how to give good gifts to our children, what in the world? Don't you think our Heavenly Father knows how to give good gifts to His children? Lord, I need it. I need wisdom. I don't know what you're doing in my life. I want to grow. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Get this. I need an amen. Who giveth to all men liberally. I think that's a promise that He will give wisdom. Who giveth to all men liberally. Announcement, God's not a stingy giver. He's a prodigal giver. He'll open the windows. If He can pour out blessings He can't handle for tithing, I got a good feeling He can pour out wisdom we can't handle beyond our ability. He gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. Quickly define that word upbraideth means He'll never get on to you. He'll never rebuke you. He'll never get short. You can ask for wisdom 100 times a day. He'll smile 101 times. He'll never tell you you're wrong asking for wisdom. He upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Lord, I don't know why I've been pierced. Lord, I guess it's a testing of my faith. It's to show it's real and it's genuine. And oh God, I want that. Lord, I want to stay under the load. I want to have some endurance. I don't want to be a quitter. I want to be faithful.
Amen.
Lord, I'm going to hold out with the power of the Holy Ghost. And you just make me get closer and closer to that line of maturity. And I'll praise you every day you let me live. And maybe someday I'll grow to the point. Old James will say he's lacking nothing in his Christian life. God give me wisdom. God give me grace. And God said, I'll give you barrels full of that. I got to close. I know that, but the devil, and I don't know many conversations between the devil and God in the whole Bible. One day God is in heaven ruling the universe, and don't ask me how He got up there, but the devil showed up. And God said, devil, now that you're here, have you considered my servant Job? Everybody's read Job. God said He's a righteous man.
Yeah.
Here's what God said. Now, ain't nobody like Him.
Right.
He sold out to me totally.
Amen.
Here's what the devil said. I reckon he is. Who wouldn't be? You've made him rich. He owns more livestock than anybody in the county. He's got 10 grown young'uns. They love one another. Yeah. He's got fine health. Yeah. I reckon he does serve you. I reckon he does love you. You made him a millionaire. And the devil said this. You quit blessing him like that. He won't love you as much. In fact, take away all that stuff and he'll curse you. He'll curse you. And I can't explain it. I don't understand it. But in so many words, God said, devil, you're on. I didn't want to say wager. Somebody give me after church a word. God said, I'll take your challenge. Job never knew about it. Buried 10 children in one day. Got robbed. Lost his companies. It looks like there were more than one. Even his wife failed to be loyal. Eventually lost his health. The blessings, apparently, are gone. And I think the devil's smiling from ear to ear. It won't be long till Job will curse God. He won't stand up under that load. Nobody can. And they watch Job. And honestly, I think Job's in a state of shock for several days, sitting out there on that ash heap. One day he stood up, took a step or two forward. Devil says, get ready, he's fixing to cuss. He's going to cuss God. And God just smiles and looks down. And here's what Job said. The Lord giveth. The Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job, is your heart not broken? Job, is your skin not rotting off? Job, what in the world? Oh, I don't know a lot, but I know my Redeemer liveth, and he'll stand on this earth again someday. And James gives us the same challenge. I don't know who it was for sure. Heard a preacher say this, and I'll leave it with you. He said, don't waste your troubles. Amen. Don't squander your heartaches and your trials. Amen. Don't blow them. They are opportunities for spiritual growth.
Amen.
Take those things.
Amen.
Count it all joy.
Yeah.
Kick the process.
Amen.
Of James 1, 2 through 8.
Amen.
In gear.
Amen.
And grow.
Amen.
In the Lord.
Amen.
You'll need some wisdom along the way. Amen. It's free. You can get all you want. He'll never get on to you.
Amen.
Amen. Of course, you got to ask in faith.
Amen.
Nothing wavering.
Amen.
That's probably not even a camp meeting sermon.
That's right.
Oh, what got into me? Maybe it's my brother the day. I don't know what it is. But that's what the Holy Ghost told me I had to do tonight, to share that little thought. I heard a preacher say it. You've heard it before. He said, every Christian I know is either coming out of a problem or a slap in the middle of one now, or though they don't know it, headed that way. The Christian life will only mature and develop through periods of time where there's heartache, darkness, and trial. Your petunias will not live if they're in sun 24 hours a day. Your tomatoes will not either. Take some sunshine and some darkness. Take some cloudless days and take some rainstorms as well. And so is it in the Christian life. Hard times will come. I'm through if you'll give me a good amen with this. Hard times will come. Let's don't waste them. Would you stand with us across the congregation, please? Our musicians are coming, our song leader. Nobody staring, nobody looking. There's an altar of prayer down here. Burke County believes in prayer. Somebody come use this altar tonight. Somebody just trust your Lord.
Amen.
For wisdom. Ask Him for wisdom.
Amen.
To handle this little piercing thing you're enduring for His honor and His glory. I want to broaden the invitation. Our sisters will play. If you know somebody going through a crisis tonight, come pray for them. Call their name. Ask God to intervene. Help them. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to fill up the altar tonight.
Amen, preacher.
I'm merely trying to give the opportunity for somebody to say, God, give me wisdom about this. I need to see it from your perspective.
Oh, Lord.
What are you doing in my life? Lord, help me not to be a quitter. Help me to stay under the load, not grumble about it neither.
Yes.
Aren't you glad Jesus stayed under the load? For our sins, for us. If you're here lost, you'll come tonight, there's folks that'll talk to you about Jesus. He'll save you if you're under Holy Ghost conviction.
Yes.
James will say it. Pray one for another. Paul said, bear ye one another's burden. Surely that's included in this text. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. What's the number, my brother?
153.
153. Let's sing a stanza together. Help us, if you will. God might not be through yet speaking to hearts and lives.